And at that time I had difficulties, but my perception was changed about it. My life completely changed. I used to be a home health aide because I couldn't believe in myself. I didn't have any certainty in me that I could do much better than that. In my head, I knew that I could do much better than that, but I didn't have what it takes, the power, the strength to put it together and become that. And I went and learned massage therapies, and I become a shiatsu and master, and I become working in a spa. And anytime I touch my client, they become hypnotized by my work. I believe it's not so much tools that I learned in school. I believe the energy of Sufi that works through me to people. It's really, really amazing. I don't know, Adnan, I have tremendous gratitude towards you. You are... I was looking for the power of God all my life. And I had teachers in my life, and I had wonderful teachers, and I'm sure they were doing it the best they can. But you are the channel to me of God. And I want to be with you every minute of my life. I don't want to leave your side.
Well, you are here now.
Yeah, that's what it is. Thank you for changing my life. Thank you for being you. Thank you for dedicating yourself to people and help them, because it's the most biggest gift in life. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what else to say. I also am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I went through the 12 steps of recovery. And I had little transformation. And I remember I have a sponsor that tell me, Marie, you have to be selfless. You have to act in a selfless act. But I was so selfless, I couldn't do it. You know, I could never pretend. You see, that's the problem with me. I could never pretend. He used to tell me, Maria, ask God to remove your selfishness and direct your attention to someone you can help. And I do it. And I do it. And I become more selfish. And I become more angry. And I become more self-centered. Because I started to develop guilt. Because I got so scared. Because it says like that in Alcoholics Anonymous, that if you're not getting out of your self-centeredness, you will drink and drug yourself to death. And I was in such a fear, and I was pretending to be unselfish, but in my head I was still a self-centered person. And there was an exercise that I used to write every night, and it was in the daily inventory. And at that time, and I'm writing it, and I'm writing all negative thoughts, and I'm driven to negativity again. It shifted the transformation in me, but it never brought me where I wanted to be. My inner peace was always a void. There was a void. You know, like kids, they screaming for more. That's how I was. Give me more chocolate, mommy. Give me this. Give me more kidney. Give me more attention. One of the biggest things I was addicted to is attention. Attention.
Attention.
Yeah, attention is one of the biggest, I realized that in one of the workshops with you. So even it helps, Alcoholics Anonymous does help, believe it or not, but it didn't bring me to the death of my soul. It's never brought me here. And Adnan, you're an amazing creature. You're an amazing human being. You are, I don't know, I always say, are you human being or something else? Because you're really something else. And it really brought me to another inner bottom with Alcoholics Anonymous. And I find that it's the only solution I have today is you. I also was 110 pounds when I met you. I always want to regain weight. Although I was eating junk food and everything like that and such a fat food, I never was formed. And transformation in my body was amazing. My physical body got much better. I become a woman for the first time in my life. My acne's got better. My texture of my hair got better. My nails got better. My skin got better. My focus, my inner focus is got better. Like I could focus. I used to ride with people with the car and I never knew where we were going. I could never knew directions. And I always messed up the left and right. I got that after the workshop, after one of the whirling. What else is there? A lot of things. Oh my God, I can't even put it into words. I mean, everything in my life changed. Even the way I sleep, even the way I take a shower. I used to run the water, and I used to throw the, toilet paper because I was bored. And you taught me something that why would you waste so much paper to kill the trees in the woods and just to be in touch with the universe. And it's so important, you know. When I came to a Sufi camp, they told me don't run the water too much. And at first time, I was such a judgment in that. But then when I came home, I realized that why would you run water if we have a problem of not having enough water for the future. And to be awake to little things is the most important thing for me. It's not so much of big ideas that I got into awareness. I got to awareness and to small ideas. Also, in the relationship, I used to want to control a person that I was dating all the time. I wanted to fix them. I wanted to make them for who I want them to be. Even with my kids, I take them to the beach and they playing with a lot of stuff that other parents would say, don't play with this, don't do that. I just really enjoy the child freedom and I don't stop them to be kids. I just let them be for who they are. It's the biggest issue I also had to control. I love that emotion. I love that possession. I want you to be a certain way. I want to control your life. I want to control your ways. I want to control the way you feel. And that had shifted for me because there is more beauty in the moment than controlling things. You also helped me to be in touch with the moment, one moment at a time. I realized that there is nothing more important in life than this moment. And I realized in my inner being that there is no past and there is no future. It really doesn't mean nothing when you see yourself in the moment. And the biggest beautiful things in New Mexico is the sunflowers all over the place, like little paradise. It's beautiful. And it's amazing that you choose this place. You have this such a beautiful energy to predict how beautiful could be here. And the air of Sufi camp is the most purest air I ever inhale and exhale. And I don't know. Anything else you would like me to say?
Well, you said very good things.
Thank you.